शिवाय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विघ्नै राधे त्वं नय माम चरणान्तिके।
Make it some bigger, not like this.
Maharaj Parikshit heard from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami Utana Charitra how Krishna liberated her and made her like motherlyhood. And sent to Golok, that even a person to kill Krishna going, but he took the form of a very lovely mother and told, oh my Lala, my dear son, oh you should take my milk. Only this pose made Krishna happy. So if anyone like real motherlyhood, he will call Lala. Then what Krishna can give? What he has to give? If he has given this high class of liberation and Golok Gati, that what remains? That if anyone with love and affection and serve Krishna in motherly and fatherlyhood, what Krishna will give? So Sukadeva Goswami is wondering. Krishna has nothing to give. He has given to this demon this thing. Then what he will give? So I am very puzzled to think. And Parikshit Maharaj was here, telling to him of very sweet pastimes of Krishna. I want that you should explain more sweet pastimes and very strong pastimes of Krishna. By hearing, bhakti harau tat purusecha sakhyam tadevaharam padamanyase chet. If I am qualified to hear, oh please, you must please tell all the other pastimes of, sweet pastimes of Krishna. By hearing that, harau tatpurushe sakham bhakti bhavati. Bhakti becomes more stronger and stronger. And sakham bhavet, also sakha comes. By hearing one. So it has been told, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, first place of hearing. You should always hear. Or don't see him, or what you are doing. Hear me. So, if anyone, Jnane Prayasumut Parsanamanta Eva, Jivanti Sanmukharing Dham, Bhavadiya Vartam, Sthane Sthitat Tanuvang Manubi, Prayasu Ajit, Satang prasangam mama virjasam Bhavantarita karna rasayana katha tajyo sanatayasu apabhargva vartmani sadharati bhaktir bhavishyati. Satang prasangama virya sambhito. In the what? In the association of bhakts, in the council of bhakts, always they each other by questioning and by explaining Harikatha. Very powerful, very powerful. They have nothing, no business at all other than this. They weep themselves and they make weep to others also. Inspiring his heart and inspiring others' heart. Then gradually lust will go, anger will go, and all evils will go. And quickly Hari Bhakti will come. Nishtha will come. Then Rati will come. Then Prem will come. And then you can serve Radha Krishna conjugal. So I want to hear the Balya Leela of Krishna. I want to hear the very sweet pastimes of Krishna when he was in boyhood. And then he began to tell. Once, after 30 days passed, and same Rohini Nakshatra with Ashtami came. Not on the end of year, only after 30 days. Oh, they rotated in 27 days. Oh. So at that day, Yashoda was very absorbed in making Mahotsav of his son. And at once he saw Krishna at that day, he changed his sight. Oh, she became so happy. Up till now, Krishna what doing? He had not power to move here and there. Never. Sometimes it may be mosquito may bite or anything. But he will come, he will weep. And what doing? Hands and feet. Weeping. Sometimes laughing, sometimes keeping. Oh, supreme personality. Supreme personality. Having all kinds of opulence. But here, he is not in a stage that he can move. He can, himself, he cannot see it. Mother will come and may tell that, oh, you should see it like that. So after 30 days, at once, automatically, Krishna changed his position like this. And mother became very happy. She called her all neighbors and kutumba, relatives. Oh, and when they heard, they became very happy. Oh, this boy has changed his. And today is his birthday. So, they began to make a mahotsav. All gopis came and they began to sing, dance, each other laughing, making laughing. Govinda damo dharmadveti, Govinda damo dharmadveti, Govinda damo dharmadveti. Totally absorbed in singing. And Mother Yashoda preparing so many various kinds of preparation, sweet and all other things. Puri, kachaudi, laddu, halwa, mohan laddu, and so many things. It can be prepared only when in India, in Braja. Manohar laddu. Oh, even Krishna forgets everything by taking this Manohar laddu. Oh, rasamalai, you know, rasamalai. When you will see, oh, rush will come here and it will come. So how many things she was making. She was very expert in making all these things. And what doing? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. She had taken Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. In other hand, what Nand Baba was doing? Oh, he was so happy, so happy. Sometimes coming and kissing Krishna. And sometimes going out and welcoming all other gopis and others. And what doing? Playing with dadhi and haldi mishrit. And so there was so muddy in the courtyard of Nanda Baba. Oh, dadhi, keech. There was mud of yogurt here, there. All were very happy. And not only this, he was donating so many cows with calves, with so much milk, not old, rejected. Oh, very, giving 40 kilos, more than 40, 60 kilos milk. And their horns with golden, and their silken, and their hoops with silken, and thousand and thousand with cows. Oh, she was giving cows to Brahmins. All they were very happy. He was giving, donating so much grain, paddy, and so many things. Teal. Sesame seed and so many things. So all were very happy. And the, in the meantime, Yashoda forget Krishna in this thing. And Krishna what doing? Under a big cord, bullock cord, four
wheels.
Four wheels. Very big cord. Gada, not gadi. Gada. Braj mein gada kahte hain. Or so much decorated, very vague. And all the utensils and curd, or milk, ghee, butter, everything was full of there. And Krishna, he was lying down on a palanko.
Swim.
And palanko means?
Palki.
Palki, but moving like this.
Cradle.
She was hang on from the bamboos of the cord, under cord. Yashoda had done for safe like this. He will be safe there, and there will be no sun rays for this. In the meantime, Krishna was sometimes laughing and sometimes sleeping, sometimes taking his dough, and he was doing. At once, consent a demon. At once. He was demon, but very powerful. They can change their form. They can be dogs, hawks, or they can be very beautiful women, or anything they can, by their
majestic power.
He heard that Putana went there to kill the son of Nanda Baba. But she never returned to give this message that what became. But afterward, by his Khufiya police, intelligence bureau, he knew everything. Everything he knew. Then he told his friend, that go, but be careful. Don't have any form. Only in air form you can go. And very easily you should kill and then return back to me. And that is why that demon or he became like air, or he went in the that cord, and he wanted to what crush Krishna under that cord, and his whole power he used, and then the bada gada, very big cord, began to go down in earth. But Krishna was playing with so many boys there, and at once, like kicking that bula cord from his toe, only he touched. And what became? At once the bula, very heavy cord, and it was upshot, turned out, down, and all the vessels. Because there were clay pots, very big, all smashed. And big sound came. And they were thinking, what became? Oh, what of boy? Whether he is alive or he has died, all run away to see. And they saw that cord is now ulat gai, turned over. But boy is safe. How it became? They could not understand. The small boys, naked boys, they began to tell in their broken language. Ba 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 ba. Like ba 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 ba. Ki 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 Krishna. Ta 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 touched. The card and da dash kaka card. But anyone not believed what happened. What happened? They could not believe. That boy, how he can be powerful, so powerful, that he can do? But he can do. Oh, here is the wonderful thing in Krishna. There are two kinds of Krishna pastimes. One Aishwaryamayi and other is Madhurjamayi. One with opulence and others are very
sweetness.
Like human voice. Laukik bhav ki tarah. Like human nature pastimes. And first, Aishwaryamayi Leela, opulence. Oh, anyone cannot do like that. But you should know that Krishna may be in Vrindavan, Braja, anywhere, but he cannot hide his opulences. Whether there is opulence or not opulence, but he is doing like man. Human-like. These leelas, pastimes are called Madhurjamayi. And where, though there is Madhur Leela, but it is covered with all kinds of opulence. What is this? Aishwaryamayi. To take Govardhan, at once, uproot and keep whole Govardhan Parvat on his left finger. Is it not easy? Even any demons cannot do. They cannot. Oh, what is this Leela? Opulence. But Krishna, not being so much weak, only that simple boy of 7 years. And at once he pulled out Govardhan and kept here. For 7 days. What doing? Smiling. Oh, looking from the corner of his eyes. Where? Oh, to Radhika and other gopis. Oh, this is what is? This is Madhurya Leela. In all Leelas, pastimes, as far is bound to be there. Some may say that, oh, Madhurya Leela is that where no opulence, no, with opulence. But opulence will be covered totally by Madhurya. And in Dwarka, opulence, a man cannot do like that. At the same time, he was marrying somewhere to Chandra, Rukmini, or Satyabhama. Sometimes he was giving fire sacrifices, and sometimes. So, with 16,108 wives, he was doing in different things. Oh, only Krishna can do. No. So, this is opulence. Sometimes being 400. In Braja, he cannot keep his four hands, only two hands, like human life. So in Braja, oh, Madhurya Leela. This is very sweet and more powerful. More powerful. The Leela which will be more sweet, it will be more powerful. If you are hearing the pastimes of Nrisimhadev, Ramchandra and others, very powerful, no doubt. Very powerful. But most powerful, oh, Damodar Leela. No? Most powerful, more than then. Thousand times. And with gopis, oh, thousand more time, more better, more stronger. Ras Leela, Ichuda Chakrabartini. What? All pastimes. More, it is strong. So if anyone is hearing Prahlad Charitra, or any Damodar Leela, and one person is hearing Ras Leela with gopis of Krishna, oh, this will be very, very strong. The fruit of what? This. Oh, gopi anugatya will come. And here, hearing Damodar Leela, what will go? Anugatya of Mother Yashoda, motherlyhood. So Sukhdeva Goswami has told all these things very, very vividly. So here at that time, Mother Yashoda, she had taken power. And she was donating also, Nanda Baba donating and doing all these things. But when they heard this so much noise, they came at once. And the boys were explaining like this. But they never believe that, oh, Krishna can do that. But Krishna can do. By his eyes he can do. By wish he can do anything. First he was playing sweet pastimes. Why? That in future all will hear these pastimes and they will be very attached to Krishna. So, what became of that demon? They saw, oh, there was a demon here, dying. Then Gargacharya and all other, no, Shandilya and all other came. And Yashoda Mahārāja was so fearing, what to do now? Why these sufferings are coming? Then all the Brahmins, or they recited what? Purushusukta mantra, and they brought any black cow. The black cows will tell the last portion was given in cow dung and cow urine, and it was mixed. And with the black cow's black tail, it was done like Abhishek to Krishna. And all were reciting so many. Mother, don't be worried. Oh, everything will go. Hakini, Dakini, Sakini, Pishakini, all will go. Means? What? All will go. So this pastime. One day, after 30 days perhaps, more, 90 days, one day, Yashoda mother Yashoda, taking Krishna in his lap and giving his breast milk, and she was supporting and nursing Krishna. In the meantime, Kansa again sent an attendant, and he told him, be careful of that boy, very, very tricky, so you should be careful. Then he was very careful and came. At that time, Mother Yashoda was giving milk to Krishna. Krishna knew that this demon is coming, and he came in what shape? Trinavarta, like a big whirling. In whirling, I have seen in India, taking everything, uprooting big trees and taking them in a sky and from there. You know? Very powerful. They can take your houses and everything. From sea, or big fishes with water, they can pull it. And they can fell down here and there. So he take a shape of that whirlwind. And he wanted to take Krishna in his sky and to throw Krishna from there, that a Krishna should be totally smashed. Here Krishna, being in the lap of Mother Yashoda, he was seeing that so many birds are in his sky there. They are flying here. I want to fly like that. And that is how Jogmaya called that demon. And he came. He became so heavy, more than so many quintals, so heavy. So Yashoda mother could not bear the weight of Krishna. So quickly she put him down. Why Jogmaya did it? That Krishna want to fly, Yashoda cannot. So I should anyhow separate. So she was doing. And in the time the whirlwind came and took Krishna, that demon took Krishna and fled him there. Here and there he was flying. Krishna was enjoying. And after that demon wanted to throw him off, that he should be killed. But Krishna took the like this. And he did his And then Rasagulla-like eyes came out. He could not take breathing. And what became? He came down on a big stone. And he was dying. But Krishna, taking still, and he came down easily, like aeroplane. He was thinking, what should I do? I have only kept my hands in his neck. And if Rasagulla comes and he dies, then what should I do? What is this? First we should know. What is the essence of this Shakatasur? What? Shakatasur, first. What is the essence? What are the teaching? Do you remember? I should say. Do you remember? All Vedic denying the shape of Krishna, qualities of self, and worldly logics having. And you should explain.
Guru Vedic Gaurachandaya. Radhikai tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Srila Gurudev ordered me to explain the significance of the pastime of the killing of Shakatasur, the cart demon. So Krishna's pastimes have two aspects. Some people think, is this pastime true or is it allegory? And what is the answer? It is true and is also allegory. Both things. Krishna performed this pastime.
Especially today's this logics in today in what? Yeah. Scientists, they think that bogus things are there. No God. And if God, no attribute, no form, nothing, no qualities. Oh, we are God. We can create gods. And we are the creator of God, they think. Then this is bogus idea. Those who have this, they are Shakatasura, demon Shakatasura. All the historians, all the physicians, all these scientists and doctors, all are like bogus thing. They don't believe in God. And if they are believing God, oh, very good. Very good. Thank for them. Oh, one day it will come a day that when scientists and astrologers and all will believe in God. In papers, in anywhere, in history, we saw a very big article, an important article. Oh, so many scientists have written that God is there. We should meditate. By meditation, we can change our fate and everything.
Go on. So Shakatasur, he came to Vrindavan, and he has no shape, no form. So those who are speculators, philosophers, scientists, then they have an idea. God has no form. The soul has no form.
There is no God at all. Like Buddhism. Buddhism is a bogus thing. If anything is bogus, first it is Buddhism. And Buddhas, all Buddhas like mad persons.
So Shakatasura came and he was in one cart.
Oh, I request you, don't hear Buddhism. Never. They are rejected by Indian philosophers, bhaks and everything. So he was uprooted in India and it went only Thailand and China and
Tibet,
others.
Japan. Yeah. So Shakatasura, he's like a cart. Cart means carrying so many things. So a learned person, they may carry so much knowledge, so much information. They may study all of the Vedas and carrying all the Vedic knowledge in their mind. But actually, they don't understand the meaning of the Vedas. This is only a burden for them. They cannot help themselves and they cannot help others. So just ignorant persons who have studied all of the Vedas, yet they don't accept that God is Supreme Lord and we are His eternal servants, then they're like Shakatasura. And Krishna, very easily, He kills them and destroys them. And if anyone is following them, but they hear these very powerful pastimes of Krishna, then what will happen? This tendency in the heart to go for material knowledge and not respect and serve the Supreme Lord, this quality, this will also be killed simply by hearing this very powerful pastime.
Very good. Thank you. Also, the devotees who have taken so-called initiation, they don't believe in God. And Guru, that Guru can see me. They are like also that demon. Those who don't believe that by name we can achieve everything, our life will be successful. So much wealth, reputation, or so much opulence and everything will come. And we will have liberation. Moreover, we will have love and affection to Krishna. Those who don't believe, they are always engaging their energies in what? Making money. So they can give up chanting Hari name. And they will think that I should make money to be happy. They are also like demons. They are more than that kinds of demons. Those who are From outside they appear demons. But these demons in hide way, oh, they can cheat devotees. So be careful from them. Be very faithful. Strong faith in Krishna name. That Krishna name can give you anything you like. If you want money, not money. Oh, you want to anything. Liberation even. Oh, Krishna prem. Oh, Krishna can give you. Those who are thinking like that, they are oh devotee. And against this, all are there. What is the essence of Trinavarta? What? Gati. Like disciples who are not obeying, disobeying their guru. Same gati.
Om Gyanam Chimarandasya Gyanam Jana Salakaya Chaksu Sumilitam Yena Tasmaya
Sri.
Gurudev ordered me to tell what is the essence of the story of Trinavarta, the whirlwind demon who took Krishna away into the sky. The trina, or straw, and duli, dust, which was twirling around, represents logic and arguments which are against bhakti, and therefore which are illogical. And Krishna can destroy all false logic and argument which is against bhakti. Anyone who follows the bona fide guru, who knows the meanings of Shastra, he can destroy all atheistic arguments and logics like Mayavad, Smarta, impersonalism, and again this scientist. Also the logic, so-called logic, that doesn't believe that simply by hearing these sweet pastimes of Krishna, Vikriditam Brajabadubir Idam Chavishnu, simply by hearing the sweet pastimes of Krishna in Braj, particularly the Rasleela pastimes, from the lips of the pure devotees in disciplic succession, all calm, crowed, lobe, lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy all disappear from the heart, because prema bhakti, who is in the heart of the pure devotee, comes from his heart into the heart of the faithful hearer who's hearing these pastimes with honor. And that Harikatha, Krishna himself, washes away all impediments for many millions of births. Those who use logic, material logic and argument that this is not possible, that first we have to get rid of lust, anger and greed, and then we can hear from a self-realized soul these sweet pastimes. This is also atheistic logic and arguments, and this is confirmed by all of our acharyas. So taking shelter of Krishna through his bona fide representatives, all these bogus arguments and logic are destroyed.
Thank you. Once, Mother Yashoda. Taking Krishna in his lap, quite naked. Oh, Krishna was taking milk of Mother Yashoda. And she at once saw that Krishna is taking yawning. And she saw in the mouth of Krishna all universe, not only one, lakhs and lakhs universe. So many Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all. She saw even Braja in the mouth of Krishna. Everything she saw. And, oh, what is this? Am I dreaming? What I am doing? So you should believe that Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. In one he is, he has lakhs and lakhs universe. Anyone cannot have. So Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. What became of Yashoda? What she thought? Very wonderful. Whether I am sleeping or I am dreaming or what doing, she took water and gave. What is this? Oh. What I saw. And then she told to Nanda Baba. And Nanda Baba called all the Purohit and they came. Oh. and then again reciting mantra. Here is this something. And what is that? Arjun was the friend of Krishna. And he saw a universal shape and he became puzzled. And he prayed to Krishna, seeing this universal shape. All whole universe was in the mouth of Krishna. He saw. And all are dying. All are dead in his mouth. Then Arjun began to tell something, folding his hands. Oh, my dear Prabhu, you are Himself God of Gods, Supreme Lord. I have done mistake, I have done wrong. I have done offenses in your lotus feet to tell you that you are my friend. I have told that, look after these horses and take me in the middle of battlefield. From today, from this time, I am promising that I will never tell Prabhu, forgive me for this act. Also, you see that mother Devaki and Vasudev in the jail of Kansa, they saw that 400 Krishna is there. And they began to glorify Krishna. You are Lord of Lords. They forgot that Krishna is their son. But for Yashoda, nothing. He only thought that any ghost has come and did like this. So he never thought that Krishna is Supreme Lord. He never did like this. Never and never. Even their Shakha, if they can see this, they will only tell, Kanaya, Kanu, what became this? They saw sometimes, but they don't care for this. They never see. So, the love and affection of Mother Yashoda is 1,000 times better than, superior than that of Devaki and Vasudeva. Then Arjuna even 1,000 and 1,000. We cannot compare. Krishna show his 400 shape form to gopis and what they will do? Narayan, namaskaram, namaskaram. Can you give me that boon that our love and affection should be in so much attached to Krishna? Our beloved is Krishna. Where he is? Can you tell? If you are Bhagavan, then you may tell. Help us this. They never believe before him. And when Yashoda came in front of, he could not keep his 4 hands. He forget to keep, and only 2 hands were there. When Radhika came. So, these are the superiority of gopis and Brajavasi. They don't believe that Krishna is. But all the Mathuravasi and Dwarkavasi and all the rishi like Narada, Gargacharya and all, they know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they will do like this. When Narada will come, once Narada came in the courtyard of Krishna, Mother Yashoda. And what Mother Yashoda was doing? Naughty boy, you should be there. I just decorated you with fine garments and so many things. And you are so naughty that you have made it dirty. I will not take you in my lab. Go from here. And then Krishna, what doing? Weeping, weeping, weeping. Mother, mother. Don't come to me. Don't come to me. Narada told. He's Supreme of Lord of Lords. I've been in Mother Yashoda. What she has done in previous birth. That she is chastising even Lord of Lords, this Krishna. And when Narada, Yashoda mother saw Narada Rishi, she became dumb. What? Is this one? and she took the dust of the lotus feet of Narad and he rubbed in the bodies of Krishna. Krishna may be happy. And she took also the feet dust of. This Yashoda mother is more than thousand and lakhs times and times more superior than Narad. Narad has not so much fortunate to tell Krishna, my dear son, my dear friend, my dear beloved. He will have to do austerities. And he is playing in the godi of Krishna, Mother Yashoda. So, in Braj there is opulence, but opulence is covered by sweet pastimes. Then, Krishna became more easy. At least 7 years is. And then Gargacharya came. Why he came? He was sent by Vasudeva Maharaj. My children are there. You should go. And you should do Namkaran. And he came. Sat maase ki paanch samasya hai na Namkaran. So he came. Nand Baba, he told that I will not do this festival in open way. In very hidden way I will do. And then Nand Baba told that then better we should go to Brahman Ghat in my Goshala. Kaushe, you should come. And he took Mother Yashoda, Krishna, Rohini Mother and Baladeva. And himself, only. No one knew this fact. And they went in Goshala. And there, he meditated and saw. And he also saw this thing. And he knew he was the best astrologer at that time. Garga Sanghita is made by him. And he knew that, he is himself Lord of Lords. Supreme personality of God. And he is very attractive. So his name should be Krishna. In past times also he has taken birth. As Sukla Raktas Tatha Pita. Idanim Krishna Tanda. He has become golden collar in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he has become in reddish in Tretajug, in Satyajug, Sukla Varna. Now he has Krishna. And he kept the name of Krishna. And then Balaram. Balaram. He's so powerful. He's like Guru. Having so much weight. And he can give Krishna. And always, everywhere he is. In the heart of all. So by Ramaniya, he became Ram. So Balaram or Ram. He kept me. Very secretly and went away. He could not tell that this is same Dishan of Vasudev. He told that he has sometimes he takes birth in adjacent of Vasudev. He told like this. But in a hidden way. He could not know. Nanda Baba. So he kept these names. Like human pastimes, Krishna is doing gradually these things. Sometimes, now he became some bigger one. Once, on the day of his birthday, Mother Yashoda told, bring a calf, very little, very beautiful. And Krishna saw, very beautiful, he has some friendship with that calf. He took his neck in his lap and he was dragging. But he know what the calf was doing? Like this, I will not go. And he was dragging. Anyhow, he was bringing. But when he entered the courtyard of Mother Yashoda, he said that something hanging. Oh, what thing?
Butter
was. And at once some water came in the mouth of Krishna. And he wanted to take it. He forget that mother has told me to bring this. And she kept this
cough
there. And he wanted to
ride on that cough
and to take. But when he was taking the water from upside, at once run away. And now he was hanging. For Maya, 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 save me. And he was doing. Oh, Mother Yashoda heard weeping Krishna. And she came and why he is hanging? Why you are hanging here? I will not take you. And he was weeping loudly, loudly. Then anyhow she was like same thing. So many. Once he was playing with Baldev. And there was bushes of thorns. You know, in Braja, everywhere, they cut thorns and they drawing there, heap of them. And so beautiful, any flower was there, belly, chameli or anything, under these heaps. Krishna was very tricky. And he became very greedy to take it. Anyhow, Baldev and they both, anyhow, by some bamboo stick, they took up and Krishna, anyhow, entered. And he was taking flower. In the meantime, all went down. And Krishna was totally covered with and mother, Maya, 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 he wakened. And then Mother Yashoda came with a stick in his, you naughty boy, why you are here? So in this way, sometimes very big, big bulls, you know, old Indian bulls, having so much horns, very dangerous. If they will do, elephant, they can fight with elephants, very big. Especially Nanda bulls, very. He has kept their name also. So, sometimes, playing with the horns of dead bulls. And they are very calm and quiet, doing nothing. And if anyone will go, what they will do? They will take them. Sometimes, playing with snakes, very poisonous snakes. Mother Yashoda saw and began to be, Garud, Garud, come on, and say, or sometimes, keeping his hands in the dogs. And dogs were playing with Krishna. Like sometimes I've seen, dogs very faithful. And they play with boys like this. So doing so many things. Sometimes, what doing? Baldev and Krishna are naked. Only of 2 years or 1 year. Yes. Some gopis took the side of Krishna and some became in the side of my Krishna is so powerful, very strong, he can defeat Baldev. And some are telling, Baldev is so more powerful, he can defeat Krishna. I will give a laddu to you if you can defeat him. And that party told that I will give a laddu to you if you will defeat. And then they become like this and restless like doing. So all are happy. For this, all the Brajavasis used to come in the house of, courtyard of, daily, thousand and thousand to see this. Krishna became more. What became? Once, a fruit seller lady of Mathura, she was very attracted to Krishna. Because she heard glorifying any Brajavasi or anyone, Mathura Vasi. Anyone went to Gokul. And she saw beautiful Krishna, very beautiful, charming. And she came and told the same thing to that fruit seller lady. She wanted to take the darshan of that new baby. She took so many fruits in his basket. And then she went in Gokul. And nearby the palatial building of Nanda Baba, from outside, she was shouting, follow, follow, follow. What meaning? Take flight. As they do. Fall, fall. Some like this. And this, or she was shouting here. When the boys will hear, or with greed, or they will come today. And they will pursue their father and mother, or that you should take the fruits. So she was doing. Whole day she was doing moving around the palatial window of Nanda Baba. But today Krishna not coming. Sometimes sleeping, sometimes in the lap of mother taking milk, sometimes sleeping, so she could. She did it 3 days, 4 days, but Krishna was never gave darshan. To have the darshan, it is not so easy. So she made up her mind, today I must take darshan of Krishna. She took so many fruits and came again. And what doing? Fruit low. Oh, fall low, fall low, fall low. And instead of that, Govindalo, Damodarlo, Madhodo, Govindadamo, Dharma. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo, Jai Jai Radha Raman
Nagar naval chel rasiya pyaro khanha
course, ruler. Oh, do or die. Otherwise, get my life there. Or anyhow, I must have a darshan of this baby. I will not return anyhow without taking darshan. Oh, any devotees be like this. Do or die. Like Dhruva, like Prahlad, like Narad Rishi, like others. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, like others. If not, that Krishna is very far away. Very far away. Especially in this Kali Yuga. Very far. So she went there. And he was doing like this. From morning, very morning. That Krishna was there. He came out from the lap of Mother Yashoda. And he took some corn in his hand. Corn? Grain in his hand. Oh, how much weak. Very small. And when he took something, and all came out of his fingers. Only two, three were there here, anyhow. Very beautiful Krishna. Oh, Kajal was there. Very big, big voice. Very smiling. And dancing Krishna came there, out of his door. And she was sitting there, keeping her basket full of so many sweet mangoes, kadamba, full, guava, anger, banana, so many things. And Krishna wanted. So he gave, oh, I'm giving you all. But only two, three. And he was requesting, oh, give me, fruits. And she was forget to everything. And in this way, Krishna took her heart. And she was only looking after the face of Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna told, oh, give me. Oh, very sweet voice of Krishna. She awakened. Oh, I can give you fruits, but there is one condition. That you should tell me, Mother, and be seated in my lap. Krishna saw, is there anyone here and there? Because she of low caste. If I am sitting and telling her, Mother, then all will laugh. So he was hesitating. He saw that there is no one to see. And very silent he thought, oh, Mother, and he sat at once on her lap. And at once came out. Oh, give me four. Oh, she was what? Successful. By this pastime, she took the heart of totally Krishna. And she gave some fruits. But how much she can give? Because his hands were very small. Anyhow, Krishna did like this, and so many fruits like banana or guava and mango, some she gave in his hand. And Krishna, doing like this, sometimes here and sometimes to our Mother. And he ran away quickly to Mother and gave to Mother. Oh, from where you have brought? And she began to distribute. Oh, there were hundreds and thousands of gopi. She was distributing, but they were not finishing. Oh, gradually increasing. And very sweet, very tasteful, and very sweet fragrance coming. What became of this lady, fruit seller? She was sitting and sitting because no heart was there. So after some hours, any Brijavasi came. What doing here? And he did so. Second. And then he saw her. Anyhow, she took his basket on her head. But what? keeping Krishna in his heart, in her heart. When she came, oh, near Jamuna, oh, it seemed that it was so heavy, his back. So she kept again in the ground and saw it was full of jewels, diamonds, and so many things. But now she was detached. Oh, she was like mad. She took that basket of diamonds and jewels and threw out in the chamber. And where she went and what became, no one knows. What became? Oh, anyone having seen Krishna in such a way, they must be mad of Krishna. Perhaps she forget her husband, her relatives, anything, all attachment came. Where Krishna will come, all bad things will go. Now she became mad totally in the love and affection of Krishna, weeping and weeping. She left her body. And if Putana can have all this madhurlihar, and what she with affection, Krishna sat on the lap and told, "Mother, mother, oh, I think that she will be any neighbor of Mother Yashoda, always having so much love. So if you want, you can remember Krishna." So telling this, Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was weeping. Oh, can I be the food dust of this fruit seller? Like this. Oh, please, Prabhu, you should tell another very powerful and this sweet pastimes of Krishna. And what Krishna doing? He again started. What? Any other leela of Krishna. Why Krishna was stealing butters from here and there? Can you tell? Oh, you can tell. Why he was going to other's house and stealing butter with, oh, naked boys, with his counsels here and there? Why doing?
ज्ञानति मिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनि शलाक्य चक्षुरने मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुदेवी नमः. So we are hearing so many wonderful pastimes, the childhood pastimes of Krishna, and in so many ways, beautiful ways, he's enchanting all his devotees and giving so much pleasure to them and exchanging wonderful, beautiful moods. And as his childhood is progressing, he's becoming more and more naughty, more and more witty also, very clever, and finding so many techniques to steal butter. And what happens sometimes? He goes in the house of one gopi to steal some butter, and she catches him red-handed. And when she catches him, and he says, "Why are you doing like that to me?" And the gopi says, "Yes, now I've caught you because you say you don't steal butter, but now I have got you red-handed." He said, "Wait a minute, but why are you doing that? This is my home. Am I not in my own house stealing my butter? I thought it's my own house." And then she laughs, and as soon as she laughs, he flies away from there. And another time, when another gopi, she catches Krishna, and this time what is doing? He's already having his hand in the pot of butter and so much butter around his mouth. So she says, now you cannot say that I don't steal butter. Your hand is there in the butter and there's so much butter on your mouth. And he says, no, I'm not stealing butter. Then why you're here and why your hand is in the pot? Because I'm looking for my little calf. Oh, you're looking for your calf. So your calf is that small that he will fit in this pot. So, you don't believe me? I'll show you. And then he puts his hand in the pot and then goes like this in the pot and then takes out one small calf, the toy calf, which Nanda Baba has given him. So in so many ways, Krishna, one after another, he goes and steals butter from the...
Another. Very interesting.
On another
day? You should all be ready to tell one sweet pastimes.
On another day, Krishna was in the house of one gopi and very carefully he came there to the butter pot. But this gopi was very, very intelligent. She made one trick, one plan to catch Krishna. What did she do? She took so many bells and put them. If Krishna will come there to take the yogurt, then the bells will ring and then she'll know Krishna's in my house stealing and she can catch him like a burglar alarm. So Krishna came there and saw the bells and he went to take. But he said, oh, the bells will ring. So Krishna told to the bells, Don't ring. Because there everything has some life. Don't ring. So then Krishna, he put his hand inside and now he's taking the butter out from the pot and he's so happy. Oh, the bells are not ringing. Very good. Oh, then Krishna, he's eating. All of a sudden, bells, ling. What are you doing? I told you not to ring. And the bell said, what can we do? This is our habit. When you are taking, then if you offer anything to Krishna, then you have to ring. Oh, in this way, any gopi comes and catches Krishna again and again. Sometimes they catch him with their hand inside the pot. Are you are stealing. Oh, I am not stealing. Then why do you have your hand in my yogurt pot? My mother gave me so many golden ornaments and bracelets and they're very, very hot. And yogurt is very cool. So I keep my hand inside to cool down my hand. Really? Then why do you have makan all around your mouth? You don't know? Some monkeys came here and they were taking and I came to protect your butter. And I went to grab them, and as they were running away, they rubbed it on my face. In this way, the gopis are laughing, and quickly Krishna runs away from there.
Thank you.
Another time, one of the gopis caught Krishna red-handed and actually grabbed onto his hand. She thought, oh, now, Mother Yasoda never believes me when I tell her that Krishna is stealing my butter. This time, I will take Krishna's hand and bring him to Mother Yasoda's house, holding his hand and showing her, yes, I've caught him. So she covered Krishna with a cloth and took him to Mother Yasoda's house. And she said, now I know you'll have to believe me because he's right here under my cloth. And she took off the cloth, and there was her own son, not Krishna at all. And Krishna came out from his room, rubbing his eyes as though he'd just been sleeping and asking what's going on. So Krishna is always a magician to give pleasure to all the gopis. Actually, they're not stealing butter. He's not stealing butter. Everything already belongs to him. But it's no fun just to say that everything is mine. So to steal gives him enjoyment and gives all of his devotees enjoyment. Actually, he's not stealing butter, he's stealing hearts.
Thank you. Yes?
Oh, so Krishna said, now you've unjustly accused me of stealing butter. Now I'll definitely go to your house and steal butter.
Yeah. You, one.
One time,
oh, one... You should tell him and laugh some, otherwise how all will laugh? Smile and then like Krishna.
One time, one gopi was thinking, oh, Krishna is so naughty, he's always stealing my butter. She said, but today he won't steal my butter. So she hung her butter up in a corner, very high, but she had to go out to do something in the market. So she told her husband, oh, you watch this butter. Make sure Kanaya does not come and steal this butter. So he's standing there watching. His wife went out. But he's getting very sleepy. So he's nodding. Oh. and he's falling asleep. So he decides to push his bed up against the door. He says, oh, if Krishna comes, he will not be able to get through this door because my bed is here. So definitely I'll wake up and I'll see him. So he falls asleep on his bed. And then Krishna comes, and he comes through the door and crawls underneath the bed and comes out and climbs up on top of the bed and taking butter like this. And he's eating and eating, enjoying so much. Very, very quiet. And then he takes some butter and he wipes it on the mouth of that man, that goat. So then, and he quietly crawls underneath the bed and leaves. So that gopi, she comes home, and she looks at her husband's face, and he's like, oh, what are you doing? I told you to guard the butter, not eat the butter. And he's like, what? And he's, oh, and he's like, oh. So Krishna is so tricky. He's going from house to house, stealing love and affection in the hearts of all the Brijvasis.
Very good. Do you remember anything more? No. You remember?
Gurudev, I know one.
What?
I know one.
Yes, Vichitri. Oh, yeah. Yes.
One. Oh. One.
Better stand up.
One time, there was one gopi. He's not coming in my house today. So she was guarding the door, and Krishna's saying, oh, I want her butter. So her cow was there and hadn't been milked yet. So what did Krishna do? He went and he untied the cow's calf and he pushed the calf towards the mother cow, and the calf starts drinking. And then Krishna goes to the gopi and says, look at your calf got loose and is drinking all the milk. You better go save your milk. So that gopi, she runs off to pull the calf away, and Krishna runs in the house and takes her butter.
Actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained that Krishna, he expanded himself in many forms to go to all gopis' house and steal the butter. So when he gets caught and they say, you are a thief, he says, no, I am not a thief. But since you have accused me of being a thief, I'm going to steal your heart, and also I'm going to steal the heart and everything of your young daughters.
Oh, remember always, there should be no opulence. Why you explained opulence?
Well, he's going everywhere and stealing butter.
Okay. Don't explain opulence in the past times of Brijendranath. Otherwise, it will be. Oh, Krishna once entered any house. But No. They should. When there will be no remaining, then I will. But don't touch any of them.
So.
But not so long. Don't explain here and there. Only past times.
So once Krishna entered to stealing butter, wherever he could not get good butter, then what he did? He used to pinch the small kids of that gopis. Why? Especially that Krishna is to go where, like Lolita, Bisakha, etc. Krishna is warning them, be ready, now our another pastime is coming, you have to join in our pastimes. Krishna wants to remind that thing to them. So wherever you get not good butter or butter is not sweet, then he used to go there and slightly enter in their house and Hare Krishna.
So thousand and thousands of so many things. All the gopis are coming to Mother Yashoda. They are thinking Mother Yashoda is not so much fortunate to hear all these things. He is doing everything in our houses. So, in any way, by trickly, they are telling to Mother Yashoda, oh, you are not so fortunate that we are. Oh, Krishna, oh, in so many means comes to us, but you don't. So, Krishna did something. What he did? If some other has kept something, not this. Then she thought, why Krishna, my baby, is not taking abundant of milk, butter and everything in my house, more than anyone. I have how many cows? Lakhs and lakhs. About?
9 lakhs.
I have. And all the cows very, very pavitra. And their milk very pregnant. And very sweet. But even Krishna does not satisfy it. And he goes to other gopis' house. It seems that their butter is so tasteful and sweet. And my milk and all other things, oh, because all maid servants do, so it is not so sweet like them. So I should, what I should do? I should milk myself from Padma Gandha, Kalindi and other cows. And I should make a yogurt myself. And then I should turn yogurt. And then Krishna will surely take it. And he will not go here and there. So for this naughty boy, I should do this to control. So he should not go here and there. And even he is doing so, then I must chastise. Thinking this, what she did at that evening, next day was some festival, Deep Malika, Deepavali, you know, in India, it is very important. All, whether poor or rich men, they make thousands and thousands of Deep Mala with ghee, and they put it everywhere. By this whole atmosphere becomes so pure and very good. What scenery becomes? She told all her maid servant, now you can go for the Pauli. Today is leave for you. And after that day, Govardhan festival will be done. So you can go for 2 days. I will do myself everything. Also mother, Rani, she went to the house of Upananda Maharaj, the elder brother of Ananda Maharaj. And she, with Baladev, was there. And here, she made yogurt. Very tasteful. Like radish. So much malai was there. Malai, you know. And in a very big pot, she kept the manthan danda, charding stick. There was a pillar, big pillar. And in pillar, she wrapped that row, and she gave it to his manthan danda, and she began to, in the very morning at 4, remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna. You know, Krishna is how beautiful? So mother must be beautiful. If mother is not so beautiful, his son will be ugly like mother, beautiful like mother. So Krishna was very beautiful, so you can understand, you can imagine how his mother should be beautiful. How? Well, this was very, chowda. Breasts, very, and his weight, very thin. Like if she comes like this, it seems that it will be broken from there, threefold. And her garment, like chunari, parchundari. One lahanga, this lahanga. And after that, this watch. Yes. And her beauty, very sweet beauty, was smiling and coming through the very fine clothes, peeping like that. And she watched her. What doing? Remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Govinda Damo Dharmadhare Ki. Churning. Sweats like pearls were coming from here and there. So more beauty was coming from wetted cloths. So beautiful. Everywhere. Pearls like sweats coming. And she was totally closing her eyes and going, what Krishna has done here, there. And totally observed. Her sound was so sweet, you can imagine from Krishna. Krishna said this, more than his bansi flutes, he can attract by his sound, very sweet sound, to anyone. Only there is some place of udaharan.
Example.
What? Oh, Radhika. Radhika, this tune is more. Krishna can go up to Sa Re Ga Ma Pa, and Radhika what can do? Pa Dha Ni Sa Ni Dha Pa, like this. So Krishna, when Radhika sings in this tune, what becomes? Murchana and all others, Krishna becomes to, oh sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So if from where Krishna has received all these things. Oh, from mother. She used to make new songs in moment and can sing in so sweet way. Like he made a song today and sang. And mother Yashoda, more than thee. And gopis all, Tungavidya and all, very, very expert in this art. So Yashoda mother was singing. Her thing, this. Bank? Oh, we're sounding like kartal. Tun tun. And what? The yogurt, when she was doing so, churning, then sound coming like mridang's left side. Dhit, dhit, tan. No? Fie on them who don't do bhajan of Krishna. So this dhit, dhit. Fie on them. And this taan to them who are not doing bhajan of Krishna. So, like this, and she was observed and doing Govinda Dhamo Dharma Veti. Krishna, what? Krishna, forget that he was Brahma, Parabrahma. Perhaps Yogmaya kicked her, that Parabrahma bow. Totally. And he was sleeping. But, in sleeping, he felt some hungry. And he began to wait for mother best milk. Oh, very loudly. More louder. Because this is the weapon of children. If they want anything, they weep. More louder, 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 most louder. But Yashoda, what doing? She was totally observed. Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti. think one thing. Remember that where is Krishna Kirtan? In the guidance of a high class of Rashik Tattvajna Vaishnava. Then Krishna must be there. Anyhow, not only by one. Oh, like lakhs and lakhs forms he will be. So Krishna was sleeping, but when she was singing, oh, Krishna must be there. So he was waiting to come. And mother, where? Mother searching. But mother was not there, mother was there singing. So Krishna again began to weep. Let him weeping. Tomorrow, we will. We'll bring Krishna to mother and what became tomorrow. Gaur Pramananda. One song.
You said that Putana witch went to Golok, but in Golok, Radha and Krishna are like Lakshmi Narayan, like Swati Bhav. So what position did she have? There's no verses there. Putana.
Oh. She will be like thinking that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but like a female form, like having some motherly mood in the guidance of somewhat more lower down than devotee.
There's no baby, she's thinking of Krishna.
Nothing. Kill Krishna by cheating. And he comes and even one time she tells, oh baby, come on. Like Madhurli. But it is like cheating. No? Very dangerous that. But even he can come in a motherly form, even Krishna can never. This is. More louder.
He's asking, there are some demons, like Vatsasur, he came like calf. Calves are also devotees of Krishna. And Vyomasur came like Sakha. So will they also get a good destination?
Oh, they will be liberated.
They come like Parikar.
Oh, they may have Swarup Mukti or any kind of Mukti. Swarupa. Not better, more than that. So much difference. So much. Anything more? Then Kirtan. Oh, you can do.